Well, the Donald is putting together his cabinet, and of course, he's already getting his criticism from the opposite side and from some in the party. And yet, very, very obviously, and anybody who's listening to this show who would get up at such an ungodly hour as 6 a.m. has spent enough time thinking about the fact that Donald Trump doesn't owe anything to anybody. He got into office with hardly any support whatsoever from the party, from other politicians, from celebrities. As a matter of fact, one of the few celebrities that supported him was right before the election, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, and Brady's wife immediately tried to make him back down, and he had to say no comment. But and speaking of which, there was a pretty good game on last night with the Patriots and the Seahawks, and Brady got beat. Now, whether there was holding on the last play, it would be hard to say. It looked a little bit back and forth, but in that situation, I think Brady throws the ball up for a jump ball if he does it again. But it was a pretty good game, and it was a defensive struggle. There was a fair amount of scoring, but at the same time, Seattle's vaunted defense looked good. But in any event, so we've got Trump putting his cabinet together. Everything that this guy does is interesting, because if he doesn't owe anybody anything, then who does he appoint? And the answer is, of course, he does owe some he does owe some people out there. And so he's appointing Reince Priebus, et cetera, to be, which is probably a pretty good choice there. Reince is an insider. And, the other people that he will put in will be outsiders. So, anyway, I've got a little clip here from this this mega earthquake in New Zealand at Christchurch. Check this out. I think this is the Prime Minister. All right, so C's just saying that it's hard to imagine how they're going to do all the road fixing and everything, but you don't have the loss of life like you did last time. It's interesting that two massive earthquakes have hit New Zealand in pretty much the same place within a few years of each other. And I talked to a friend of mine who had he had gone there to work and had been there for a couple of years and was very complimentary. My dad went there on a vacation. Said it was the most beautiful place on earth, most beautiful place he'd ever seen. So in any event, got a little bit more from the BBC here. Well, these are actually pretty small clips, and I'll try to find a more comprehensive clip for you that's just been published. But, they've got pictures of people walking across the road where the road is not just buckled, but it's kind of sliced up, looks sliced up like lasagna. So there was a landslide that came down and created a natural dam on the Clarence River there, causing the river to burst its banks. And so there's just a lot of related effects over there. But thank God there wasn't a lot of deaths. The Ring of Fire, as I have suggested before, is jumping. It's really the Ring of Fire being the ring around the Pacific islands and continents, is coming into apparently becoming more active. So see if I can find something. I looked up for something last night, and I couldn't find anything recent. So, all right, so you've got Donald Trump is putting together his cabinet. And like I say, if you have somebody who doesn't owe anything to anyone, what decisions do they make? And so he's put in a couple of people, one being Reince, which I think that, you know, you have to say that he does owe this guy something. He's the head of the party, and he was the one that had made it possible for Trump to do what he did because he put a ground game together. He could have resisted Trump, said, this is not our man. We'll let somebody else, you know, come up later and deal with this. Let somebody else try to make it next time. Instead, he said that Trump is our candidate. Let's make the most of it. And in doing that, he laid the foundation, helped lay the foundation for one of the great upsets in the history of politics. Now, here's a little bit on Reince from ABC News, the new chief of staff. All right, so Hillary is blaming James Comey, but, I mean, there wouldn't have been an investigation that continued if she had released all the emails, right? I mean, it seems like somewhat absurd. We'll take a break here. Kelly O'Connell, AM Las Cruces, AM 1450. 523-1450, and I do have my text machine with me, 805-6180. And we're going to come back and dig into some more of this new administration that seems to be sprouting up all over the place. A dedication to Leon Russell, one of my favorite artists who passed over the weekend. Incredible piano player. And he was a member of the Wrecking Crew, which was the top. These were studio musicians in Los Angeles. They did a movie about him, as a matter of fact. And Leon Russell was in there, as well as Glenn Campbell and a lot of other incredible musicians. And if you've ever heard Glenn Campbell play live, the guy could hit any note. He could play any tune flawlessly. I think having this in your background, being a studio musician, carries that kind of training with it. So Leon Russell was out of the same group of people, but anyway, here's his probably maybe his most famous song, Lady Blue. 618 AM Las Cruces. We'll be back and continue on. All right, I found a little bit more coverage for you for that earthquake in New Zealand, and here is a little bit from RT on that. And showing some structural damage here. Doesn't sound like there's anything on that. All right, so here is from CNN. All right, and here is a little bit from ABC News. There was an impact from the tsunami, which wasn't too large, but there was a situation with flooding on the land from a river, and I don't know all the details of that, but here's a little more from ABC News. All right, so pretty much all we know about that right now, and there was another earthquake that was launched around the same time across the ocean. So let me come back and tell you a little bit about this. There's kind of an interesting clip that they have. You couldn't see it, but obviously, but there were lights going off during the earthquake. Now, from my experience in hurricanes, sometimes those lights are transformers popping, but it would be interesting to find out if they were something else other than that. And let's take a break here, and I'll come back and see what else I can find out about the Ring of Fire starting to fire off. And it could be that we're in the age of a much more active Earth in terms of these earthquakes and volcanoes. 627 Kelly O'Connell AM Las Cruces AM 1450, and the 523-1450 to call in, 805-61802 text. If you have anything to add or question statements, we'll be right back. Well, welcome. If you're just tuning in, we were talking about the earthquake that has struck New Zealand, which was a very big earthquake, 7.8, I believe. And there's also been a 6.2 magnitude earthquake hitting northwestern Argentina. Now, we have talked a number of times on the show about the Ring of Fire, and the Ring of Fire is related to the theory of tectonic plates. We believe that the Earth's crust is broken up into plates, and so there's one plate that's under one part of the Earth, one part of the surface of the Earth, and there's plates that are under others. And so the upshot is that these plates are constantly moving. Now, this report from November the 13th, which is yesterday, strong 6.2 magnitude earthquake, northwestern Argentina, strong earthquake has struck there, but no immediate reports of damage. And it struck just after 8 a.m. local time, centered about 16 miles north of the community of Chilecito in La Roja province near the border with Chile. It had a depth of 62 miles. Now, go over to another story, and you see them on Yahoo, a story that was published today. Powerful earthquake, the striking New Zealand was unusual in that a big event on one fault may have immediately triggered a big event on a second fault, according to experts. And so the expert is Adam Pascali, head of Australia's Seismology Research Center, told Reuters that when an earthquake occurs, you are changing the stress field immediately. And if there was one fault that was pretty close to breaking, the energy from an earthquake can just tip it over the edge. So that may have been in what happened today. And New Zealand's GNS Science Agency, the principal scientist there is Kelvin Barrowman, and he told Radio New Zealand, quote, "It seems like the earthquake was more like two earthquakes, but very closely spaced in time." And so they say they don't really understand this, what's going on there. But another scientist said it was a tectonic earthquake that was occurring on a plate boundary, which is pretty normal. This could not be predicted, but it wasn't totally unexpected. Okay, so they had two earthquakes spaced very closely together. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of info now on seismic increase of California alarms earthquake experts. And this is from a little more than a month ago. And this is from Fox News. All right. So we had discussed also there was a connection between earthquakes and volcanic eruptions, not directly perhaps, but there was a eruption in Japan recently that was cut short by an earthquake. So there is a connection between those a little bit. And we live in this valley in a highly volcanic valley as well. So it's something to bear in mind. If the Ring of Fire continues to strengthen in terms of eruptions and in terms of earthquakes, it could be interesting days, even more interesting than already. We're going to come back and talk about those rioters for the anti-Trump movement. 6:40 a.m. Las Cruces, you're listening to with Kelly O'Connell. So nice to have you tune in this morning. And you're listening to AM 1450, 523-1450 to call in. And 805-6180 to text. We'll be back in just a moment to get into those riots. And just before we get into this situation with these continued protests, I want to remind you of something. The essential insecurity of the internet, from TheGuardian.com, a UK newspaper, adult friend finder and penthouse hacked and largest personal data breach on record, over 412 million accounts from porn sites and sex hookup services reportedly leaked as Friend Finder Network suffers second hack in just a year. And as you recall, the I think it was the name of it, Madison, Dolly Madison, Holly Madison, whatever the name is, they had suicides related to that as people had their information leaked that they were cheating. It was a site for cheaters. So anyway, I would highly recommend that you hesitate before, if you were to have any interest in that, that you would hesitate in giving them your personal information, because there is no way to safeguard it. And if that comes out, it could be extremely embarrassing. All right, so let's get into a little bit on the anti-Trump protests. You remember when I said the other day, last week, that I believe that the Trump protests, anti-Trump protests, came from one person, George Soros? Well, here we go. This is from RT Network. All right, so you've got a situation. I'll ask you this, 523-1450. Should the United States take action against George Soros under the theory that he's trying to undermine democracy? He's trying to undermine our constitutional, not just the Constitution, but he's trying to sow violent protests, and he is sowing violent protests as a way to hinder Trump's administration. Should there be a movement, a move to censor or to block George Soros from investing any more money? Now, you might say, well, he's got a right to free speech, but let me ask you this: is funding individuals, professional individuals, to come in and create violent protests that hurt and kill people and damage businesses and private property, is that part of free speech? I would say that it's not part of free speech from my perspective. But anyway, we'll take a break here and finish up this hour. 6:50, Kelly O'Connell, thanks for tuning in. A little bit chilly outside right now. And if I knew how to run my new iPhone, I would tell you what the temperature was. But oh, man, it's already got a weather thing on there. It says it's 44 degrees. I got an iPhone because I was sick of breaking phones every 3 months, so I'll probably break this in two, but 6:51, and we'll come back and finish up on these topics. AM Las Cruces 523-1450. Okay, a little bit more about these protesters, because they're all across the United States, and some people are blaming the President Obama for these protests because he's not doing anything about it. Those were the days when Obama was really in his prime, going after Bush and tearing him to shreds in every speech. Here's a little bit from Giuliani on the situation. And the point of bringing up the statement from Obama was, now Trump can blame the race riots on Obama if he wanted to. Not exactly what I wanted to get into with the last moments here. So let's just kind of finish her up by saying that these protests are not happening naturally. I'm not saying that the people involved in the protest who are amateurs are not unhappy, but what you've got is you've got a billionaire, a guy that's worth $23 billion, paying groups to professionally advocate and create dissent and riots and to destroy property, and people end up getting killed, just like in Charlotte. And so the question is, should this guy be stopped? Why should one person, one wealthy individual who's not even from the United States and who has admitted, I was reading some of his stuff over the weekend, he's a Marxist, he's a Hegelian, whatever. Why should this guy be allowed to go out and create chaos and, menace the safety of the United States? I think that they should, in the Senate, in the House and the Senate, come up with a bill to personally block this guy from doing this stuff. And I just think George Soros is a very bad person. He's a person who admitted to helping the Nazis take property away from his own people. He's Jewish. And he said it was the best time of his life when he was a teenager, helping his basically his godfather go around and take the property away from Jews before they were taken off to the death camps. Anyway, 6:59, Kelly O'Connell, Leanne Russell passed last night. So a dedication to him this week. 523-1450. You're listening to AM Las Cruces. 805-6180. We'll be back. All right, so 7:06, really appreciate you joining me this morning. Good morning to you. And just looking over some of the stories of the day, one of which is a massive earthquake out in New Zealand and a follow-up earthquake over in Argentina. So it appears to be the Ring of Fire is kicking to life. And let me get you some more headlines here. Mexico scrambling. It's all over. Trump has broad powers to crack down on immigration in the same way that the President Obama turned the other cheek and brought in as many as possible. Now, there is a story out there they're saying that there's a massive undertaking now to move and relocate Middle Easterners into the country. So what was the purpose of the moving these people in, many of which we have no idea where they're from, what they were involved with over there. border agents can now ignore Obama directives telling them to not enforce the law. And an interesting story that's coming up, they say that Hillary Clinton had won the popular vote, but that now there's a claim out there that 3 million illegals may have voted in this election. And we do know that there was a vote to bring on 60,000 in Virginia. Good morning. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Yes, this is Deborah. Happy Monday, everybody.
What's up, Deborah?
The name of that captain at the detention center, that acquaintance I know, is getting quite a bit of money. The officer's name is Jeff.
Wait a second. I don't know anything about this story, so hold off until we can confirm it, okay? So I understand you're doing some personal reporting. Anything else?
In the reporting, I just don't understand why he's still working.
Well,
it happened every year and a half ago.
I understand, but let's be.
I will appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Deborah. All right, folks. Give people a little bit of protection here. I mean, just because, you know, one person said something happened, we need to look into this stuff. All right, so here is the 3 million votes in presidential election cast by illegal aliens, and which means that quite easily Trump could have won the popular election. And this is from Greg Phillips at votefraud.org, and he said, we have verified that more than 3 million votes were cast by non-citizens. If Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by 630,000 votes, she might have lost, although around 7 million ballots remain uncounted. I didn't ever heard that before. Obviously, most of the voting for by illegals for the president would probably have been for Hillary. On the morning of the election, there were 4 million dead people on U.S. voter rolls. So anyway, just to let you know, when you hear these stories out there, there's usually an opposite story. All right, so a few more stories out there for you. Comedian Wanda Sykes is kind of a famous out lesbian comedian, was booed for mocking president-elect. IRS is now denying Tea Party groups after long wait for decision on tax-exempt status. This guy, this President Obama, is got to be the world's greatest passive-aggressive individual. Looking for anything else here. And blocks of anti-Trump protest buses caught on tape. So they're busing these people in the same way they bus people in from Michigan and Minnesota, places like that, Wisconsin, to go support the Oregon Mountain Wilderness. They're doing that with the protesters. A little bit sad, isn't it, that these people are so lost. I mean, let the democracy play itself out, you know. George Soros is pretty old. I mean, he's getting towards 90. I mean, this guy should take a little thought about his future. All right, so woman arrested after tigers found roaming her house. Another bizarre story. All right, so let me play for you a little bit of background on Leon Russell, who just passed last night. Thank you. Anyway, fantastic player, and we'll take a little break here. But what something very interesting happened. There was a couple of anecdotes I wanted to pass on to you about Leon Russell, one of which is there was a rock journalist who went to interview him, and they said, well, you know, he went out to this house, and they asked him what it was like. He said it was a kind of a typical rock musician's house. As he went inside, and there was no furniture in there. It was just Leon Russell and a couple of instruments. And so these rock stars made so much money, they would go buy these houses. And, you know, but Leon Russell was working in the Wrecking Crew, and Joe Cocker was, who recently also passed, Joe Cocker was coming to America for basically his inaugural tour, and his band broke up, his band quit on him. And so Leon Russell put together this incredible group of musicians to help out Joe Cocker, and turned it into a legendary tour, a tour that will always be talked about. Just superb musicianship and leadership from Leon Russell. And so that was probably one of the high spots of his life. Anyway, here's Mad Dogs and Englishmen, the tour with Joe Cocker and Cry Me a River. We'll take a break here. 717 Kelly O'Connell AM, Las Cruces AM, 1450. 523-1450 to call in, and 805-61802 text. And hold on just a second here. Got to reboot this for a second. I had the mute tab on. But we'll be right back. Okay, so we've got the story now that 2 to 3 million, 2 to 3 million immigrants, illegal immigrants, may be deported from America that have a criminal background, according to the president. So, what is your opinion of that? 523-1450. And what do you think the outcome is likely to be? I've got some a few clips for you, but let me play those for you in a second. But the question being is that, you know, do you think that ultimately this will help America or harm America? And do you think it is too cruel, or do you think it is what the people deserve for having come without official sanction? So 523-1450. And you can, you know, you could be a conservative who disagrees with the president. You could be a liberal and think that the immigration policy is just too crazy. Here's a little bit on immigrants being gripped by deportation fears from Watch It News. All right, so what percent, I don't know if I've ever looked this up, what percent, trying to multitask here. What percentage of our county is illegals? Well, I'll have to, that doesn't come up immediately. We'll have to get into that. Trump presidency to be devastating for immigrants, according to a lawyer, ABS-CBN News. And I think this is, I'm not mistaken, this is the Filipino channel, but anyway. Well, as opposed to doing something from Manila, let's just keep it local. Now, there's going to be a lot of fear out there, of course, from people who don't want to be deported. Here's something from Mississippi. Jackson, Mississippi News. All right, so let's take a little break here. Come back, and obviously people are going to be upset. And we've got 727, 728 on the button, AM Las Cruces, AM 1450, 523, 1450 to get your opinion in. What do you think should be done to illegals in this area, if anything? Do you think that I'll throw out a couple of questions there. Do you think Donald Trump should follow up on his campaign promise to deport 11 million? Do you believe that Donald Trump should just deport the illegal, the criminal element, or will he have another plan? And if the president deports millions of illegals, what is going to be the impact on America? 728 AM Las Cruces, 523-1450, and 805-6180 to text. We'll be back. Hey, it's Kelly.
Yeah, it's Deborah. If they get deported, then the crime will not follow them. It's like almost a clean slate, correct?
That well, I mean, you know, it's two different countries, so.
Right.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm sure they want to stay in America, but, if, you know, whatever they want to do. But the main reason, I'm so sorry if I upset you, but I was hoping other women would come forward about that captain.
No, Deborah, it's just a matter of, you didn't upset me, it's a matter of being fair. I don't know anything about this case. I don't know what if...
Right.
What
it's
you're
being settled out of court. That's
I understand.
Why.
I know, but you've got to understand, this is not coming out of the media. This is coming out of you and your friend.
Yeah, correct. Well, she didn't know that she could be protected, her name, since it's a sexual situation. And she even got injured. She got set up by the captain.
Oh, okay.
By his advances, yeah. I mean, sending him naked pictures and all kind of proof. Yeah. So I was just hoping other women come forward, because this is not right if he still has a job.
Well, I understand, but let's get some I need to have a little bit more than just one person's statement.
Right. Well, I'll see if, and then she can clean it up. You know, is that what you call take out her name? I'll ask her for some paperwork.
Well, if she wants to call up and say what happened to her, that's, you know.
Oh, well, some people might recognize her voice.
Well, anyway, that's just my feeling on this. Okay.
Pardon me?
That's just my feeling about this.
What's your feeling?
I just told you.
Oh, okay.
All right, Deborah, have a good day. All right. So one of the stories coming out that would affect us outside of the illegal issue, which I'm still waiting to hear your opinion on. Could you, by the way, could you be a Democrat? Could you be a liberal and still want a significant number of illegals deported? You know, you might be here because you went through the proper steps, and you might deeply resent seeing people come in illegally and then get grandfathered in. And you might say that's not the way to do it. And you may not want to talk about it with anybody. That might be your deep feeling. I think that one of the things that we found out about this election was there's a lot of people out there that wouldn't necessarily want to admit that they're for Donald Trump. They just share it at the ballot box because they know they're going to get attacked. All right, so how about Obamacare in New Mexico? New Mexico healthcare companies and clients are bracing for the likelihood that the Affordable Care Act will be dismantled early in the administration of the newly elected Donald Trump. And the reaction was immediate, with phone lines burning up to some of these companies. New Mexicans with Obamacare policies, two-thirds of whom receive subsidies, moved quickly to lock in another year of coverage. The law passed in 2010 without one single Republican vote in the House or the Senate has covered an additional 22 million people, providing subsidies for private insurance to lower-income people on state-run exchanges and expanded Medicaid. But what they don't tell you in this article from the Albuquerque Journal is a number of people lost their health care as well when Obamacare went into effect. So it's certainly could be a wash on that. And what you're doing is it is a type of socialism in that it is taking money from the wealthier and giving it to the poor through the healthcare exchange. Now, on Friday, Trump told the Wall Street Journal that after talking to President Obama, he'd consider leaving in place two parts of the ACA Obamacare, one of which is to not deny coverage for pre-existing conditions and the other one to allow adults up to 26 to stay on their parents' insurance. But that's that. Well, the only one of those that I disagree with is the not allowing blockage of people with pre-existing conditions, because that was the one thing that was bankrupting it. Just remember this. The problem with Obamacare is that it was passed a la carte style. Different portions of it were passed. It's not a unified bill. So to get rid of it, you'd have to repeal law after law after law. And I'm sure it would be worth it. It makes it a lot harder to get rid of. But they say that they're going to do it through a reconciliation process in which the opposition is not allowed. They're allowed one vote of this type a year, and they would not allow the opposition to vote or do anything about it. So one of the facts out there that has just been commonly stated that I think I will restate here is virtually every single state exchange is in bankruptcy or is totally disoriented, disorganized. Even the states that put millions or hundreds of millions of dollars into their exchanges have seen them close. So what does that mean? It means that the system was not well designed. The system was not well designed, and there is there's always going to be an ongoing discussion about this as to whether the president and the Democrats wanted it to fail so that the government became the only insurer and therefore totally dominated and controlled the healthcare. Now, you see the negative impact of taking out the market aspect in Obamacare. People are losing treatment options. Prices are skyrocketing. And then the deductible is going through the roof. So if it was left in place, it would have devastated the ability for the average American to get medical treatment. It would continue to drive doctors out of the marketplace. to where they would go into maybe even a black market or a private market, and or maybe go find something else to do. It would bankrupt the system, and then the leftovers would be run by the government. So it was a terrible idea. It just goes to show you that you need two parties to create good legislation. Now, one of the experts on this, New Mexico Insurance Superintendent John Franchini, and we'll try to get him on, has said that the process for Obamacare is still going to be ongoing through 2017. And he said that he believes Congress, which already voted 6 times to repeal and another 48 times to eliminate large sections of Obamacare, will, quote, adjust, simplify, and maybe economize the delivery system for healthcare without totally dismantling it, and saying that there's a high level of uncertainty and anxiety as to what's going to come into the marketplace. And, of course, the subsidies were very, very popular. So Trump has stated he might turn to federal Medicaid funding over to the states in the form of block grants to give more local control over funding, and that's really what should have been done in the first place. New Mexico was one of 32 states to expand Medicaid under the ACA, adding 300,000 residents to the roll. There are now 900,000 New Mexicans under the program. Federal government picks up most of the cost, but the state is struggling with its share, about $1 billion a year. So this system that was meant to solve problems actually created larger problems. And uncompensated care has declined under this program, but could rise again. So anyway, one way or the other, we're going to have, obviously Obamacare in some extent is going to be, it's going to be rejected. It's going to be removed from the legislative legislation because it just doesn't work. And you can't afford to let the national healthcare system fall any farther. All right, let's take a little break here. I'm going to come back and tell you about a few more New Mexico stories. 741 Kelly O'Connell, AM Las Cruces, AM 1450, 523 1450. You know what? The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to read your texts, and I'll do that right when we come back. 523 1450 and 805 6180 to text. All right. I've got an article from 2015. All right. So hold on a second here. I was asking what percentage of illegals are or what part of our population is illegals. And I've got, I think I'll have to do this tomorrow, but from the dailylobo.com, immigrants bypass New Mexico. And this is from last year, say experts in of the southwestern states, New Mexico has the lowest share of residents who are undocumented immigrants. Interesting, huh? Experts cite a variety of reasons, a lack of existing population of undocumented immigrants, few low-skilled jobs that don't require English, and control of the state's border by drug cartels as reason for this discrepancy. Pew Research Center estimated in 2012 that 70,000 people living in New Mexico were undocumented immigrants. This is a decrease of 20,000 from estimates from 2011. In total, Pew estimates that 3.4% of New Mexicans are undocumented immigrants, the lowest share of any of the other southwestern states, Arizona, Colorado, Nevada, Utah, and Texas, but still 16th highest in the nation. UNM journalism professor Richard Schaefer said the biggest factor influencing undocumented immigration is, quote, chain immigration, where people follow friends and family who have already reached the United States to wherever they have migrated. University of Texas El Paso professor Josiah Heyman, director of the school's Center for Inter-American and Border Studies, said that proportions of undocumented immigrants is lower in New Mexico than in surrounding states mainly because of the economy in southern New Mexico. He says, for the most part, that undocumented immigrants are economically motivated and responsive and move to booming economies with jobs available. And so the basic pattern is at the individual level, people go to where they have friends and family members, he said, but in turn, where those people are is shaped by available jobs. So that's kind of an interesting fact that I was not really aware of. Now, we are the only, looking at a map right here, we are the only sanctuary city in New Mexico. I was wrong. I was looking at Arizona. All right. It looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, that there are nine sanctuary cities in New Mexico. All right. Now, I'm going to come back. We're going to take a break. And I'm going to, did I say I was going to read your text? All right, here we go. Did get a lot of texts here. Protesters are Hispanics who were obtained free college. If Hillary won, they want a freebie. All right. Talk about petitions to electorate to put Hillary in. Okay, so there is a petition that has been put out there that has hundreds of thousands of signatories on it. And the goal of this petition is to ask individual voters in the Electoral College to vote Hillary in because she won the popular vote, supposedly, although I told you that already. Talk about how the electoral vote can overturn the general election results. The electors in certain states can make their own decision. I don't think it's in every state, but in some decisions they're free. They're free-range chickens. They can choose who they want. Hillary can still win the electoral vote on 1219 and be POTUS. Talk about Comey's brother working for the Clintons. Sorry, not a request there. Top of the morning to you, Kelly. I heard rioters were wearing safety pins. I would imagine the safety pins are for their diapers. Abigail. Okay, let's see this one. If they are illegal, they need to go. The whole idea of draining the swamp becomes a joke if you let all the head alligators get away. I think that's from the other day, but get rid of all the illegals is the statement. All right. Trump may have been pushed over the win line just by that remark. On my first hour in office, those criminal illegals will be sent back. I'm all for deporting the criminal element as well as those from countries with terrorist training camps who could not be vetted away from the sanctuary cities, counties, and states as New Mexico, a sanctuary state. The site that I just went to said it was, although I don't know if that's true. Martinez reacted so negatively to Trump, I think she hurt our local conservative politicians' efforts, probably. That's possible. And here is another one. Good morning, Kelly. What a loss. Leon, truly a good soul. Thanks for the remembrance and tribute. He should do what he said. That is Trump. Secure border, build the virtual and brick and mortar wall, vet all violent criminal alien elements and deport them. All right. So we got to get rid of the criminals. I mean, I understand that. So anyway, we're going to come back. And what are we going to talk about here? I'm going to read for you the five stages of Trump grief. And then I'm going to play for you some of the statements that were said about Trump not having a shot at it. And I'm going to go over the 10-point immigration plan from one of these sites. So here is that last clip was a little too hard to understand. So here's Leon Russell, roll over Beethoven. This is from a show called, I think, Shindig. Leon Russell on piano. All right, so we're running out of time here, and I wanted you to hear this thing from Angela Merkel. Hold on, here we go. All right, so I can't get into the rest of this, but can you imagine this idiot, Angela Merkel, who's destroying her own country, has got the nerve to stand up and chastise and tell Trump how to act? She can't run her own country. It just shows you what is wrong with these people. You know, the Obamas, the Merkels, they fail at their own job, but then that doesn't stop them from talking to other people and, you know, lecturing others. All right. Here are, and this is from a website called David Nachman, N-A-C-H-M-A-N. These are the 10 elements of immigration under President Trump. All right. Published November 11th. 3 days ago. Number one, an impenetrable wall. Two, end catch and release. Number three, deport illegal immigrants. Four, end sanctuary cities. Five, end DACA and DAPA. I don't know what DACA and DAPA are. Number six, suspend issuance of visas. Seven, deport to the country of origin. Eight, biometric entry. Nine, turn off the jobs and benefit magnet. And 10, reform legal immigration. And, all right, so what do you think of that? And DAPA is deferred action for parents of American and deferred action for children, child arrivals. So no more favoritism for children. All right, seeing what else I can fit in here. Okay, seven reasons why Hillary lost. We'll have to do that another day. Here is the, are you ready? If you're a Democrat, if you're a liberal, this is just for you from the Washington Post. The five stages of Trump grief. Denial, somehow you fall asleep. Did this still happen? You ask Siri, iPhone, when you awaken. Yes, it still happened. Number two, bargaining. You go to Baba Yaga's chicken-legged shack on the edge of the forest. Please, you say, take anything you want. I'll make you any trade. My free press, my bodily autonomy, my voice, my right to a place at the table. Baba Yaga looks at you confused. You must trade something you still have. Three, anger. The fear clenched into a fist deep in your gut. Bile rises in your throat. You begin to type furiously. Everyone seems angrier now, not just you. Some of them aren't even grieving. They were just always this angry. Now you see them. You are angry because you were wrong. Number four, depression. Maybe you don't get out of bed ever again. Maybe if you don't get out of bed ever again, the Trump presidency will not happen. And number five is acceptance. And that has a line through it. And it says below that, no, not that, never that. So these guys are trying to fight off reality. Well, thanks for tuning in. I really enjoyed spending time with you. I'll try to fit in even more stuff tomorrow. I'll see what didn't we cover today. Well, we've got a heck of a lot more stuff. Steve Bannon, we got to get into him. He's going to be the new number one advisor, former movie maker and head of Goldman Sachs, and a total anti-GOP guy to balance out Reince Priebus. Take you out with some Leon Russell, RIP, Rollover Beethoven. Have a great day, Kelly O'Connell, AM Las Cruces, AM 1450. Ciao.